Podcasts on WLRN are funded in part by Make-A-Wish Southern Florida, whose own podcast, World of Wishes, features inspiring, uplifting, and memorable stories from wish kids, their families, medical professionals, and more. You can listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WLRN News. I'm Rowan Moore Garrity. Last year, Martuan Santiago was shot outside his home in Florida City on Martin Luther King Day. He was 14 years old. Martuan spent more than a month in a coma. When he woke up, he found out he was paralyzed from the waist down. Exactly 11 months later, the week before Christmas, Martuan's older brother, Martavius, he's 16, was shot in the leg. 4 days after that shooting, the boys sit outside their home and talk about what happened.
This is all we've been talking about for the last couple days. How I got shot and how he got shot. It just happened Sunday.
Martavius is on crutches. Martuan's still in a wheelchair. That Sunday, Martavius was with a friend, sitting in a car outside the house. Martuan was in his bedroom.
I heard like 20 shots go off. Yeah. Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah.
I thought he was out there dead, but he came banging on the door. And he said he got shot in his leg and blood was everywhere.
A lot of blood.
Martavius got out of the car and ran. His friend was shot in the head and barely made it out alive. Martuan had never liked it when his siblings asked him to tell them about the night he was paralyzed.
Well, I tell them, nah, I don't like talk about it because it gave me nightmares and stuff.
Now Martavius understands why.
I never knew how he was feeling until I got shot. Hanging around the wrong crowd of people. This is what happens.
I'm gang-related. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm gang-related.
All we used to do was play football every day until we met those guys, and it wasn't playing football no more. It's either you tote a gun, do what you gotta do.
Martuan was getting into trouble first. He brought his brother into it. But by now, Martavia says he's been to jail 18 times, mostly for robberies.
Reason I do stuff like that because I ain't saying my mom don't take care of me. She do it just I want more. Like phones, dirt bikes, games. I didn't have none of that.
Their stepfather, Vernon Williams, supported the family by cooking at a resort on Ducks Key. He drove an hour and a half each way. Their mom stayed at home to take care of the kids, 10 brothers and sisters. After Martuan got shot, Williams quit his job to work closer to home so he could help. He also moved the family away from the neighborhood where Martuan was shot, a part of Florida City locals call the Alley.
Because the area we were living in, it was like a place you don't want to be.
Last June, while Martuan was still in the hospital, they rented out what had been an abandoned house a half mile away.
This was just like a fast thing to get him out of the alley after my son got shot. As you can see, I'm still patching walls here. Whenever I get money, it's to take all these cabinets down. Because everything in there is just infested.
Roaches in the kitchen.
You know, I got the house as is, you know, and I'm still renting for a year, option to buy. I'm still working, so every little dime I get, you know, instead of me going out to buy a six-pack of beer, I just go get him a plug or a fixture.
In the alley, Williams says, any trouble his sons were tempted to get into was waiting right outside their door.
It was like a war zone.
In the year since Martuan was shot, his mother, Lakeisha Bess, says they've known 5 young people who were killed.
And my boy is the only survivor from all these shootings. I just try to tell him, son, just look at the big picture. You know, you made it.
Martuan's mom says getting shot changed her son profoundly.
At night, I hear him crying all the time, you know. I stop by the room, you know, and he'll just look at me. He'll throw his cover over his head. So I know that's his little time that, you know, he'd be wanting to have to himself.
But the shooting also changed Martuan's goals, his drive in life.
I look at other kids like me, and I just want to help them, man. Show them that they could do something with their life. No more violence. It's just not worth it.
Finally waking up, he's smelling the coffee.
That's the older brother, Martavius, again. The new house hasn't been enough to keep him safe. He's the one who was just shot a few days before we spoke. Behind him, there were still bullet holes in the front door from an attempt on his life 3 weeks after they moved in, he says. Martavius says seeing his younger brother hurt so badly a year ago sent him into a spiral.
It's like me and him swap. He became good and I became bad. But after he got shot, I just turned to a savage. Like, I didn't care no more. Just kept robbing people, knocking people out, all type of stuff.
It had only been a few days, but Martavia says his own shooting opened his eyes, made him want to stay out of trouble, hang around with different people.
Now, the dudes we used to run with, all in jail.
and we still out here.
Yep.
I thought I was going to die, but I just survived.
I'm Rowan Moore Garrity in Miami. This is WLRN News.
Podcasts on WLRN are funded in part by Make-A-Wish Southern Florida, whose own podcast, World of Wishes, features inspiring, uplifting, and memorable stories from wish kids, their families, medical professionals, and more. You can listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.